Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, I'm Jamie Winstone, and this is my greatest night ever.
We've had some goodies.
And I got into the pool first, because it was a mega party.
We've got my beautiful Princess Julia here.
This is the corner of our little mind, isn't it, Julia?
We get bougie bitches out here.
That's like a miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's so amazing.
Might be raving to that garage tune in the kitchen.
Yeah, definitely.
Greatest night ever, delivered by Zap.
Da 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 da. Hi, Princess Julia.
Hi, Jamie Winstone.
How are you doing today, my love?
Oh, I feel great, actually.
You
not
look
too
fantastic.
Bad. Thank you so much.
Loving
it. So
loving
Come
the
on, let's
hairdo.
Have some homage.
Oh, darling. We're just,
I mean,
you know.
This is a mutual appreciation
it
fan
is.
Club.
It here. Is. We love each other,
yeah,
let's face it.
I do
it.
Adore you.
We love each other.
Yeah.
Today we've got beautiful Nick Grimshaw, which I'm super excited about.
AKA
Grimmy. Oh, the Grimster, the Grimshaw.
You know, I was trying to remember when I first met Grimmy, but then you sent me a photo and I'm sitting on his lap. When was that?
That was back in the day, Bungalow 8 days, when it was all really going off down there. And I said to you, I think I've said to you before, have you met, do you know Grimmy? He's coming on the show. And you went, oh, I don't, yeah, we've met a few times over DJing and stuff. And then I sent you this picture and you're sitting on his lap like you're best friends, like you grew up together. Yeah. But you know what? That's what Grimmy does. He's like a big brother you never had, Grim. Yeah. And he's so intelligent and he's so smart and he's so easy to talk to. So I'm super excited to have him in the studio today. Well, in the boudoir, excuse me.
Grimmy's been to quite a few parties over the years.
He knows how to party. And he doesn't have guilt either. He doesn't have guilt, which I love about him. He works hard and he plays hard.
Right.
Which is what we love.
Yeah. Greatest night ever.
Greatest night ever.
What could it be?
Ooh-hoo! I mean, it could be anything from his first DJ gig or... And he's done so much. He's done stuff from so many TV jobs to music events. So, you know, and I think he's now matured and going into the design aspect of his career where he's designing front rooms and stuff like that. But I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about that. But he's here. Oh, he's arrived. Ooh.
Oh, my God, that was quick.
I know, not messing around. He's very punctual as well.
Ooh,
oh, can't wait
that.
To find what his greatest night
Hold
ever
on.
Is.
Let me have a look at the time.
It's on time as well.
Watch.
Oh, Grimmy.
Come on, come in, Grimmy. Take a seat.
Let me talk to you about our wonderful sponsor, Zap, the convenience delivery app which delivers drinks, snacks, essential groceries, over-the-counter medicines, and much, much more in minutes 24/7. It is my absolute go-to whenever I'm in London. Mid-party, when you've run out of chilled champagne or tequila, or just simply want snacks and ice cream for your spontaneous movie night with the kids, Zap has you covered. So whether you're having the greatest night ever or a quiet night in, download Zap today to try for yourself.
Well, this is all very exciting. We have Grimmy!
Hello.
Nick Grimshaw, if anybody doesn't know him, but everybody knows him. We absolutely love you. We've got my beautiful Princess Julia here.
Presenting.
It's very, very exciting times to have you both in the same room. Do you actually know each other?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. Do you know what I realised? That's the first time we spoke out there, not over, like, banging music. We've exclusively conversed in clubs.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At these bougie celebrity parties.
Yeah, some of them. some of them.
Just on dance floors. Dance and that was floors. The first time I was like, oh, I thought you were from Birmingham.
So you actually go way back. Grimmy, I was trying to explain to Julia earlier that I literally can't really remember where we met. I definitely know that I was a spring chicken.
We were spring chickens.
We were spring chickens.
We were very good. Do you know what? I've been looking through all my old pictures and I was really, really good and less so now at like always having a camera with me and always taking like proper, you know, film pictures and going to Snappy Snaps and getting them developed.
Oh,
I never do it now. But I was going through them all and I've got so many of us. But I couldn't pinpoint the beginning.
So
we were young.
No, we were young babies.
Younger,
darling. We're still quite young. But I could pinpoint a time where we were kind of running around London. I wasn't so much part of the Indie Sleaze kind of gang. I was a bit more punk raver.
Yeah, you weren't that indie, were you? You weren't sellotaping a loafer up, were you?
I was not doing that, babe. Never doing that.
No.
But I do remember us kind of like running around. It was like kind of me, you, Lily days.
Yeah.
And sort of like sharing hot tubs and shit.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, one of our friends, we've got a mutual friend called Emily, who no one's called Emily for about 14 years now because her name is Ducky. And the reason she's called Ducky is because one night we were out, me, Jamie and Lily were out. And it was when Bungalow 8 was a thing, which was like the spot for a bit.
Yeah.
We went there and then I think Lily had to do something the next day, like a live lounge or something important.
It was something big.
Something big that she had to do. And Emily was working for Lily.
This is Emily Ann Sonnet. I'm going to name her because she needs to know who she is.
Emily Ann Sonnet. And she was working with Lily. So she had to like find Lily the next day. And she basically just knew that me, Jamie and Lily had been to Bungalow 8 and then didn't know where she was. So she had to like go check with a club, check with a door guy, check with the cab. Then it went to another club. Then she was like, right, go to that club. So she had to do like
the proper find.
Proper finders. And then she found us. And me, Jamie and Lily were all tucked up in bed at a hotel together. And Emily came in and opened the door and was like, right. You three, sort your lives out. And we were like, shut up, Emily. And then Emily basically got annoyed and said, right, do what you want. I'm going out of here. I'm going Yautja and getting a duck salad. And she slammed the door. And then there was silence. And me, Jamie and Lily just went to each other. Duck salad? We were like, what a sentence.
I'm so glad you've told that story because she's been ducky for so long. I almost forgot why she was ducky.
She was called duck salad. And then duck salad became a phrase of if you needed to sort your life out. So if you had an all-nighter and missed work, get a duck salad, babe.
Duck salad, sort your life out. Get a duck salad, sort your life out.
So shout out to ducky.
That's why I'm really excited to have you here, because it's really nice to finally ask you, because we have shared so many amazing nights together, but it'd be really good to know, Grimmy, Nick Grimshaw, what is your greatest night ever?
Ever. That is such a big question, by the way. I think my favourite night I've ever had, I have made it about me, so I've picked a birthday party. My 30th birthday.
Woo woo!
Well, 8 years ago, because I'm going to be 38 next week. 8 years ago, I had a massive party for my 30th. And I've always loved parties since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I think I really, really love a party and having a party and throwing a party. And I think when I was a kid, my brother and sister were like 11 and 13 years older than me. I was kind of like an only child. So when my mum and dad were having like dinner parties and parties, I'd always want to go. So I think that's what made me be good at parties was my mum and dad. So it's kind of their fault, I think.
So
on my 30th, I wanted to do something big. But the issue with having your birthday in August is everyone's on holiday. So all through school, everyone would be like on the holidays or like they'd be staying at the grandma's and you're just not in school. So you'd like people would forget and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was always a bit worried about having parties because I was like, oh, people might not come or like, such a body's gone to Greece. So I was like, do you know what? I don't care this year. I'm doing it on my birthday. So on my 30th, normally I'll move it. So I'll do it in like September.
Yeah.
But on my 30th, I was like, you got to fly back. Yeah. If you're in France, get on that train.
No, it's a biggie.
Get
it's
back.
A biggie.
And people did, to be fair. Like, yeah. People either worked around it or came back. So you had a massive party for my 30th. And I wanted to just invite everyone I'd ever met. And I did.
Yeah, you did.
And I did.
I think I remember this. It was very blurry days.
Yeah. And what I did was I had, like, my friends come from, like, London, my uni friends, my friends from home, all my family came.
Yeah.
So that's when I think a party's really great, when it's a proper mix of people, because it goes into sort of wedding territory.
Yeah, it does. You know, well, you can do it on your 30th. You can do the special occasion. Yeah. You can really pull out all the stocks. So let's just backtrack a little bit. So... where, who, when?
Okay, it was on a Friday night.
Juicy.
I did it on, well, actually, let me tell you this, actually. So I did the party on a Friday night, but on the Thursday, it was my actual birthday. So on the Thursday, I was like, let's have a big lunch. So I did 30 people for my 30th. All my family came and we had a big lunch at 1 o'clock on the Thursday afternoon or whatever. That ended at like 4 a.m. It went all day because people were excited. Oh, yeah. We were thirsty. So when I woke up on the day of the party, Friday,
thirsty.
I was like, cancel it. I was like, absolutely cancel it. And I was with my friend Colette and me and her woke up in bed together and she was like, darling, you've got to cancel that party. I'm going to die. So I was like, we're going to have to cancel it. And our other friend was like, you can't cancel your 30th. You've got to, come on, get up and get on.
Yeah, yeah.
We pulled out the bag in the end.
So you had a lunch and then you went on to the Friday, which is day two greatest night ever.
Yeah. Well, no, we slept.
I'm very proud of you.
Thursday night. But
oh, so not see-through crew. So
not straight
good.
Through crew. But the Friday, when I woke up for this amazing party, I was rough, like bad rough. And then I was sort of dreading it, like, oh, God. But once you have like a beer or two, it's all right.
Yeah.
So I did it on the Friday night on the roof of Shoreditch House because my birthday's in middle of August. So I wanted to have somewhere where it was like on
stunning.
A roof, sunny. Mm.
And it was when it was actually really, it was quite new, wasn't it, Shoreditch House?
Yeah, I think so. It was, well, it was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was just having its real moment.
Yeah. And it's got like amazing swimming pool and they can take like the roof off the inside bit. So I went in and I didn't want it to look like the normal, because it's sort of a restaurant up there.
So
I themed it, yeah.
Gorge.
You're like my reference, actually.
Yeah.
It was Jennifer Lopez waiting for tonight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I will take that reference.
So I was like, green neon jungle.
Yes.
So I got all the chairs and tables out and everything. I asked them to dye the swimming pool.
Did they dye the swimming pool?
They were like, you can just change the light colour. I was like, oh, yeah, that's easy. Just put a bit of plastic over the light. I was like, it needs to be like Amazon green.
Oh, stunning. Yeah.
And then I got a big mirror ball over the swimming pool. Do you remember?
Yes, I do remember. No, I do remember. Brooke Candy was there.
Yeah, and then I got people to perform.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that. I remember having... And I got into the pool first.
Yeah.
And Brooke Candy got the amp with me. And she was like, I wanted to do it first. And I was like, well, too late, bitch.
Sorry, babe.
Sorry, babe. Sorry about that, darling.
Sorry about that, babe.
I was really hot. I wanted to get in the pool.
It was a proper fun party. It was really, really fun. And we built like a stage at one side of it and had like DJs and people perform.
So, who played?
Brooke Candy performed.
Yes.
Katie B.
Oh, my God, maid.
Florence.
What is the core memories of that night that really stick with you and really stand out amongst the rest of your birthdays? And just because it was a mega party and it was stunning and it was quite chic.
But, yeah.
And it went quite garagey at the end.
It went a bit garagey, went quite ravey. Well, I think, I don't know, I really thought about it and I wanted to make sure everything was right. Like the lighting was right. I wanted to make sure the pool was the right colour. I wanted to make sure the mirror ball worked. I wanted to make sure the sound system was right. I wanted to make sure the drinks were right. Because I sort of planned it with my friend.
What cocktails were there?
Well, I planned it with my friend Amy.
Amy Phillips.
Amy Phillips.
Oh,
really good at a party.
Phone. She knows how to throw a party.
And when we first got there, like to do a recce, someone was like, so do you want like champagne maybe when guests arrive? Mm. And I went, yeah, whatever. And Amy went, no, not champagne. It's not the tone. She's from America.
She's a New York
And she was
queen.
Like, I think a shot sets the tone. Champagne's a bit art gallery.
Yeah. No,
and
no,
I was
no.
like, you're so right.
That's so right.
But I would have just been like, yeah, like that's what you have at a celebration.
And
she was like, no,
in,
no, 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 it's stiff. Yeah, a shot's like
a shot, get you in the zone.
Get you in the zone.
Properly sort you out.
Straight away.
So I love that.
I don't think I've ever been to a party where you get a shot as soon as you walk in.
A welcome shot. Yeah.
I love it. It was tequila, right?
Yeah, tequila.
Oh God. I mean, that's the way to start a party.
Because I'd thought about it and thought about the drink. Like it just works. Like it just and we've all been to so many good parties and so many rubbish parties. So I've really thought about like, what is rubbish at a party or like what's annoying? Like I hate when people have got to go all the way downstairs to smoke.
My worst
Because then
thing.
Half the people leave. So I was like, so that's why I was like, we need to do it on the roof there because everyone can like smoke. Or it's a bit annoying when you've got a queue at the bar for ages and it kills the vibe a bit. So we were like, let's have two bars.
Yeah,
and then we were like, do it in a triangle. So wherever you are, you can hear the decks and the bar and the bar. So the dance floor's in the middle. Oh.
Hold
so I was like,
minute.
Let's plan it proper.
Yeah. Are you a party planner on the side?
Only
I'm
going
to have you to do a party for me.
Oh, come on. I love.
Hello. But you know what? Grimmy's always been very particular because now what you're doing, you're, you know, with your design and like, I really love the way you are very particular about your things in your house. You've always been very heavily into your art. Mm-hmm. You've obviously really been heavily into your music and your playlists and stuff like that and your DJing. So it's just nice to sort of pull on them nostalgic strings and go, God, that's Grimmy then. For his very, because you are very, I mean, the word I say is anal, but it's not, it's, but you're so particular.
But for a good reason.
Yeah.
Would you have enjoyed the party if it was like, oh, whatever?
No, it was orchestrated properly.
Yeah.
And it was, you know.
And that's from my years of having experience. I was like, I just know what's shit.
Yeah.
So let's not have it. I wore a... Got it made for me, for the which I've never done before and never done since.
Bougie.
Really bougie. I got a green, glittery, like 70s suit.
Oh.
So it was like green glitter trousers.
They flare. Were they a bit
slight flare?
Slight flare. I remember a slight flare.
And I wore like the exact green, same colour gazelle. And then I wore like a double-breasted sort of 70s, not too 70s, just a nod.
Yeah.
Not fancy dress. It was fab. And it was like a full, green look.
Oh, stunning. Yeah, I do remember that. And I do remember the trousers.
And that because the lighting.
It was stunning. You know? It was like your Grimmy's jungle.
Everyone was like, I wore it again. I didn't wear it for years and I wore it last year. And everyone was like, I love that suit. I was like, I wore this on my 30th. They were there. They're like, did you? I was like, yeah, didn't remember. It was green because the green lights.
So
it didn't look green.
That was one of the strong memories I remember from your birthday. It was just so green, like you was in this kind of like concrete jungle.
Yeah,
it was
fab
amazing.
Suit, though. Mm. Loved that suit. Mm.
Stunning suit. Yeah.
Do you wear stuff for a party and then never wear it again?
On occasion.
Yeah.
On occasion, but I do tend to wear things. I have phases of things.
Right.
Yeah.
Of a look.
Yeah.
Do you have that as well?
Yeah, big time. I'm going through, I'm trying to go through everything at the moment and like keep stuff and bin stuff. But I find it really hard if there's like a memory, especially a party memory
same.
Attached.
Same. It's the archive stuff. You know, that you think, oh, I wore that. That was that amazing night.
Mm. I think you kind of want to remember them, don't you?
That night that we had at Mark Ronson's party, that was a bloody good night as well. Mark Ronson's party and you dressed up as Lily Allen.
Oh my God, that was
And
it.
I dressed up as, I was going to say Squid Vicious, but that's not fish game to play. Sid Vicious.
Squid Vicious.
Johnny Rotten, sorry.
Johnny Rotten.
And I have that look in my archive as the full look
full
in my wardrobe because I'm like, it's such a core memory.
Unfortunately, I lost my Lily Allen outfit. I don't know where it was. Yeah, I went, you had to go as an
probably
album.
Probably asked for it back, didn't you?
Yeah, probably. I thought I looked like her.
You did. You did the kit really well.
Yeah. Annie Mac DJ'd, Seb Chu DJ'd, Benji B DJ'd, Alex Chung was there.
Tony was there.
Yeah.
Makita
was there. We had a great night with her. Our friend Scotty was there, who's like a performance artist. And Scotty came dressed as a glittery apprentice contestant.
Scotty, you know Scotty.
Yeah, I do know Scotty.
Yeah, so Scotty came in a full glittery outfit with a briefcase. And I was like, oh, what's in your briefcase? He went, I really wanted to come as someone from The Apprentice.
He's so amazing.
And he had a briefcase and kept opening it, and like just like there's nothing really in it. It's like mobile.
Just giving out good vibes.
Yeah, giving out good vibes. Alan Carr was there. Love Alan Carr at a party.
Love Alan.
One of the funniest party guests ever.
Yeah, he's great. He jumped in my car once. He did. He climbed through the window when we were leaving one of those awards parties, and he jumped in the car, and we ended up like stealing his shoes or something. There was something really mad about it, but he's, I remember he texted me the next day, "You stole my bloody shoes." I was like, "Sorry."
Sorry about that.
Yeah, love Alan. Oh my God, it was just such a good party. It's so nice to remember those magic times in our lives.
There's something really special, I think, of getting everyone that you love all together in a room, and everyone has to be nice to you because it's your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, cake.
Yeah.
Tell me about cake.
I had a cake.
Let them eat cake.
I love McDonald's. This is not a spawn. I really enjoy it. So I got, my friend surprised me with a McDonald's cake. And it was, weirdly, Daniel P. Carter, who is, he hosts like the rock show on Radio 1.
Yeah.
He makes cakes, which I love. So he's into like metal and cakes. Love it. So he and his friend made me, he commissioned it and his friend made it. But he's great at making cakes as well. It was like a Big Mac, exact Big Mac, but massive with chips. But it was cake. But it was looked exactly like a Big Mac, but massive.
I did not get any of that cake.
I know. I don't know what happened to it.
I don't think anybody...
I have pictures of it and I don't know if anyone ate it.
Nobody got any of that cake.
I think someone remembered it at like 3 a.m. and then I was like, oh yeah. And then they were like, we've got to get out now. And I was like, oh, we'll come back and get it. And then... Yeah.
That's the one thing about having a party somewhere, because everybody always kind of goes, oh, put your presents in a certain area, and then that poor friend at the end
has to get them all,
collect them, get you into a cab.
And they're always in like annoying little bags, like,
so it's like collecting them, gathering them. Yeah, I do know you love McDonald's, because there was that one really amazing night. I think this might be on one of my greatest nights ever. It was after the Brits, and we kind of pulled an all-nighter, and you were working on
on the radio.
Yeah, on the radio. Yeah. It's no sort of exclusive. Everybody knew that we had gone and had a really great night at the Brits, and they kind of expected you to do it. Really, it was kind of a set-up part of what you did, and we ended up. It was me, you, Emily, and Harry Styles. Mm-hmm. Lovely Harry Styles. And I remember you sitting there doing your job, super professional, by the way. And there was a bottle. I think the people at the BBC One Radio brought in a massive, huge bottle of vodka for us.
Well, it definitely was not someone from the BBC. I think we brought that in.
I think maybe it was us then.
It was the night of the Brits. There was an after party, and then I had to be like in work at 6 a.m. So we went out all night and everything, and then we were like, "Let's go back to mine for a drink."
Yeah.
And then it was like me, you, Emily, Harry, a few other people.
Yeah, there was a few other people.
And then there was a man in my kitchen, and I was like, oh, hi, do you want a drink? And he was like, I'm your taxi driver. it's 6:15. I was like, oh, we need to go.
Oh, my God.
So
no.
We thought it was quite funny if everyone came with us in the cab, and we all went. And then the bottle of vodka was like from some Brits after party.
No, it was bigger than me.
Oh, it was giant. And I was trying to hold it down in the studio, which I did.
You did very
well. Held it down. And I just looked to my left into the live lounge, and I saw Jamie with a Robbie Williams cardboard cutout and like a 14-litre bottle of vodka like that. And someone else was hula hooping. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah,
I was like, hold it together.
Hold it together. Don't shake. But I remember thinking, oh, I probably should, you know, just give Grimmy some space. So I actually went out to get a McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Sort of standing in the queue after the Brits, after being with Grimmy and Harry and Emily, and just standing there kind of like going, oh, get McDonald's. Just, you know, it's in time for pancakes. It's great. Pancakes.
And we had pancakes,
It was brilliant.
And a hash brown. But the best bit was, if you think that's bad, the producers didn't turn up at all. So both my producers thought, we'll go in straight from the party at like 2 a.m. We'll go asleep for a few hours and then we'll wake up and be ready for work. Nice plan. But they didn't set alarms. So they just fell asleep, and we were on air at 6:30, and one of them woke up at like 7:45 downstairs in an office and was like,
ah!
So for the first hour and a half almost.
Yeah, It was.
There was no one on with us. It was just us.
You kept the structure together. Yeah. I don't know how you did it.
It
I rate you for that.
It was just us.
It was kind of amazing that you delivered like
and
that.
And I think we'd have got more in trouble if the producers had been on time.
Yeah,
because
time.
They were late, they had to be like...
They could say shit. Is there any amazing incriminating photos from that evening, that birthday? Did you have a videographer?
I got someone to take photos and they take really good like film like action pictures. They didn't do like any posed ones. She just took loads of pictures of the party. And they're great. Okay. And do you know what? She sent me them and then I like never downloaded the link or whatever.
Yeah.
For literally about 6 years.
That's the best, though.
And then I said, oh, by the way, that link's expired. She was like, yeah, because I sent it to you 8 years ago. So I only really looked at them recently, and they're really good, really mad. Got really good pictures of, like, my mum on stage with Brooke Candy and Florence.
Oh,
and
my
stuff.
God, amazing.
Yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do any of these things and elements of your party appear in your new book?
Yeah, loads of it, actually, because I wrote all... It's sort of coming-of-age stories.
And hang on, so coming-of-age story, and it's called Soft Lad,
it's
right?
It's called Soft Lad, yeah. So Soft Lad was like a term that I used to get called, and it's sort of like... I don't know, it's a bit of a diss, but it's a bit endearing as well, you know? Like, so you might be like, come here, Soft Lad.
Yeah.
Which means, like, give us a little cuddle. Yeah. Or you might be like, you bloody Soft Lad.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh. so it's a name that I used to have a funny, like, relationship with when I was a kid, so I thought I'd call it that. But yeah, it's all coming-of-age stories, so like me growing up and getting to figure myself out and what I wanted to do. Oh, it's not like an autobiography. I guess it's sort of like, you know, stories and memoirs, vignettes of my life.
Oh, he's only gone and got
He's only done a memoir.
Oh, he's only gone and done
so
a memoir.
So loads of it is like nights out and parties and what they did for me and how they helped me and how I loved parties as a kid and feeling like a little bit of an odd one out when I was a kid. And parties I was really good at. Like, I wasn't really good at sport. Mm. I wasn't really good at school, but I was really good at, like, going to my mum and dad's, like, parties. And I was like, oh, maybe I love parties. Mm. And then that sort of, like, and I loved music, but I wasn't very musical. I couldn't sing, I couldn't play any instruments. I had no attention span to learn, like, I tried. So I was like, oh, maybe I can be, like, a DJ. So all these things sort of just happened sort of by accident. But partying, I think, was, and family parties were, like, really important to me figuring out what I wanted to do in my life. And then when I got a little bit older, going out clubbing and going to like gay clubs for the first time and like really dancing and feeling like myself for the first time. Like, it's all those sort of stories.
Oh my
so partying God. Was really important to me and still is, you know.
Yeah. I love that. I really, really can't wait to read that.
Yeah, I hope you like it.
Because it's like stuff that I know as a friend, but also so many things I don't know about you that would just fill in the gaps. And because you are really good at parties, but you're not a party boy. You know, you're a pro. And I love the way you've turned that into a career and a really successful career. And you do it properly, babe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's
going to do it. Let's do it.
Yeah. You know.
I'm
going to do it. Yeah. One.
And then I talk all about London parties because they were so mad to me when I moved to London. Like, I just thought it was so mad that there was like a free drink. Was that what you, who's paying for it? I just always was worried I was going to get a bill the next day. So I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, yeah, it's free.
It's free. Yeah.
I was like,
what
free?
Is free?
What do you mean? And they're like, it's fashion week, it's free. I'm like, what do you mean?
I remember when I said to you once, what was it? Like, you were not drinking.
Yeah.
And it was just a part of our way of life. We were like, what?
I said, yeah, I'm not drinking for a few months. And Jamie said, don't be so ridiculous. You're a raver. It doesn't suit you.
It didn't suit him.
It doesn't suit you.
What are your main criteria to throw a really good party?
Okay, stock. don't have a party if you're going to run out of alcohol or ice at half 10.
Oh, such a good point.
Right. Prep it. Yeah. Okay. We're not giving people half little cups.
Oh, no.
If they come round to your house for a party, we're going for it. Yeah. Also, give people whatever they want. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't be like,
give
we're only doing this or this. It's like, just have every booze.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give people what they want. It's a time for being like limitless and free. It's not like, oh, we're doing half measures of this.
Yeah, if you want to do it, yeah.
Get to the big Tesco. Yeah, get to the big shop and go and get it and just get everything round. I think you want to make sure you get a good mixed guest list. So you don't make sure that it's just like one little clique of friends, because everyone will start talking about like boring stuff like.
Yeah.
Oh, the babysitters, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. You want to have, like, a laugh.
No.
So I think it's always good when you get all different people. Mm. And sometimes my friends, like, some of my friends will be like, oh, you never know who's going to be at your house, though. And I'm like, that's a good thing.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
But see, some people
do want a heads up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like...
It's funny that, isn't it?
I remember when I left radio, Annie was like, you could go be invited round for tea at my house. And she said, you don't know who's going to be there. Like, his Auntie Sheila or a neighbour or, like, a movie star. And she said, sometimes all three. Like, but I think that's important.
I've always done that.
I think that's really
good.
To mix it up.
Yeah.
I think it's because you want that element of not knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Also, it eliminates all status, you know.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
We're all here for one reason. It's to have a bloody good time.
Yeah. So I think, get rid of that, like, structured things. And like, oh, can't invite them because they're not friends with... Forget that.
Yeah.
Forget any of that. Mm. No politics and a good stocked bar. And ice. People forget ice.
I bloody love that. Grimmy, you're amazing. I've got one more question to ask you.
Yeah.
What are you manifesting right now?
Oh, my God. I am... Do you know what? When I started writing this book, it did my head in and I found it really hard. And I'd never sat down and done something for me before. So I'd always, like, gone to radio or been employed by someone and they'd, like, you know, you've got to be here at this time till this time.
Yeah.
Or come to this telly show, learn this script, read it in front of the camera. Whereas a book was like, good luck, off you go. And when I started, it was so overwhelming and I hated it because I was like, oh, I just don't want to sit down and, like, think about, one, the work and, two, me. Like, I don't want to, like, deep it with me. Like, what are my childhood memories? How did I grow up?
Brings up a lot of stuff.
Brings up so much stuff. But at the end of it, like, I loved the process so much. I really, really loved, like, feeling in control and feeling weirdly at peace with myself. So I'm manifesting more of that.
Princess Julia, what are you manifesting right now, my lovely?
Well, you know, after talking to you for about all your bits and bobs, manifesting energy, like you put the energy in, you get the energy out.
Yeah.
You put the love in, the love comes back to you. And like, I'm just feeling this sort of like surge of like communication. Ooh. And
oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you're feeling
it
too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a sort of like a glorious sort of like
a surge.
Energy in, energy in, energy out.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling energy.
Oh, it's like a
good energy.
It's
like... Hold on, where's the crystal?
I'll get the crystal.
That's probably part of it. But you know, it's like, I don't know about you, but when you're DJing, I always feel like that when I'm DJing. Yeah.
I started writing at the moment. I mean, this is kind of what I'm manifesting at the moment. Anything that Beyonce comes out of her mouth. Her new album, Renaissance, is literally life-changing. We've been waiting for it for so long. And every track, I always just feel like, how can this goddess-like character connect to everyone?
Mm.
She manages to draw out that emotion, like, I can do that. You know what? I can do this. Yes, I can look like that and I can own it. Mm. But also, I've been manifesting my poetry because I used to write a lot and I used to write usually and connect that with when I was drinking. Or when I'd sort of, you know, a little bit tipsy and had the confidence to put it pen to paper. And I recently started going back on the stuff that I'd written a little bit tipsy that was a bit blurry. And actually, I've started editing it whilst being sober. And it's quite a hard thing to do because usually when you're, you know, a little bit enlightened, shall we say, you tend to spill stuff out. But editing in a sober state of mind and owning it and sort of correcting your ways has been really therapeutic. So I'm manifesting, you know, poetry and Beyonce.
Classic.
I think that's just a good thing.
Poetry and Beyonce. Yeah.
Poetry and Beyonce, yeah. You know, you can't break my soul and I can do what I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I love you, Grimmy.
Love
and
you
I
guys.
Love you, Princess.
Thank you,
Fabio.
Oh,
thank you so much. Literally, thank you for coming on Greatest Night Ever. This has been a blast. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. That was so much fun.
So cute.
Jamie Winstone's Greatest Night Ever has been delivered to you by Zap, the on-demand convenience delivery app. My co-host and iconic sister-in-arms is Princess Julia. The series was created and produced by my partner in crime, Mr. Rupert Fowler. Our original artwork is by cartoon extraordinaire Jamie Hewlett. And our theme music is by the cosmically major Remy Mazette. This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. I'm Jamie Winstone, and this has been my greatest night ever.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.